What's up, everybody? Welcome to World Music Views. Now, I'm talking to you today about the U.S. Afrobeats chart and the biggest songs that were in the U.S. from Afrobeats in the last year. Now, April 2 was the anniversary of the U.S. Afrobeats chart. A lot of people were saying that this chart replaced the reggae chart, but this chart was actually launched in collaboration with live music company Afronation. Afronation, they have a lot of events. They have an event coming up Memorial Weekend, which also has some dancehall artists on it, but they're predominantly an Afrobeats live events company. Now, the biggest winners in music's newest chart this year on the US Afrobeats chart was Rima and Selena Gomez with their chart Creeper. Calm Down, Baby, Calm Down. Calm Down, Calm Down dominated 57% or 30 of the U.S. Afrobeats chart's first 53 weeks. And that 53 weeks was from April 1 last year to April 1 this year. One full year of the U.S. Afrobeats chart, newest chart in the U.S. Now, according to Billboard, who tracks the most consumed Afrofusion songs in the U.S., with data from Luminate. Big up to Luminate, by the way. They always provide us with data. Thank you so much. There were 217 songs to have appeared on the U.S. Afrobeats songs chart over the last year. And 13 of them have been on the chart for a full year. 53 weeks. And those songs were on the chart every week. Now, six of those songs were chart toppers, meaning they went to number one. And all of them were led by Nigerian superstars. Nigeria is hands down the leader of the Afrobeats movement. Ghana doing their thing. Even Jamaicans are trying to get a piece of the Afrobeat pie, but Nigerians are miles ahead in terms of Afrobeat. Now, Tems was the only act with two separate chart toppers and one solo. Love N1 Titty Ah by CK was the first to peak beginning April 2, 2022. And the song revisited the top for six non-consecutive weeks. Peru by Fireboy DML and Ed Sheeran also peaked for 6 weeks beginning April 9, 2022. Now, the double platinum hit Essence by Wizkid featuring Justin Bieber and Tems spent 2 weeks at the top, first on July 2, 2022. Now, Burna Boy's smash hit Last spent 8 weeks at number one, starting July 16, 2022. Free Mind by Tems spent just 1 week at the top, June 25, 2022. And Calm Down by Rima and Selena Gomez has so far spent 30 weeks, as I told you before, beginning September 10, 2022. Calm Down is also still the number one song on the Billboard Afrobeats chart, and it's predicted to be number one next week. It's also growing on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. So it's also on the Afrobeats chart. It's also on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It's at number eight this week. It's predicted to go number seven. So it's the next Afrobeat hit to hit the US. Now, Calm Down's global impact is also being felt on the MENA charts. That song has charted at number one for three non-consecutive weeks. And that's also a new chart. And MENA means Middle East and North Africa. Now, the diversity of the new Afrobeats chart is quite in contrast to the reggae albums chart, where Legend, The Best of Bob Marley and The Wailers has been the number one album for 168 weeks. That album only left the Billboard chart 1 week last year when Wisdom by Stick Figures was released. And Wisdom is the seventh solo album by Stick Figure. And that album went straight to number one on the week of September 23, 2022. And you remember a lot of people were saying Stick Figure dethroned Bob Marley. But that only happened for 1 week. And Bob was back at the top. And he's keeping the record. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Legend, the compilation album, first released 1984, is still the number one reggae album. Totally different experience from what's going on in Afrobeat. Now, overall, the Nigerians dominated the chart. Burna Boy hit the top 50 with 28 singles, the most for any artist to hit the U.S. Afrobeats chart. He had 28 singles. And the diamond-selling artist Wizkid had 22 joints, And Def Jam's newest recruit, Asake, climbed the Afrobeats chart 16 times. Six acts scored double-digit entries, according to the Billboard. So Burna Boy had 28, Wizkid had 22, Asake had 16, Rima had 14 hits, Zinoliski had 13, BNXN had 12, and Tems also had 12 hits on the chart over the 53 weeks for the first year of the US Afrobeats chart. Now, recently, Ghanaian singer Stone Boy, who's about to drop his album, Fifth Dimension, he said that there's a reason why the US loves Afrobeats so much. He said within Afrobeats is dancehall, is reggae, is hip-hop, is R&B, and then some pop. Now, this is what Stone Boy said. If Afrobeats get into the forefront like it's getting, interestingly, it has all the ingredients embedded inside of it. He told that to Charlamagne Tha God and DJ Envy on The Breakfast Club's Power 105. Yeah, he said, when you break down a typical Afrobeat song, you can put every other music of black origin in there. So tell me what you think. First year of the US Afrobeats chart, 28 songs by Burna Boy, 12 by Tems, Wizkid had 22 songs, Asake had 16, Rima had 14, Zeloniski had 13, BNXN had 12. The biggest winner is Rima and Selena Gomez's Calm Down. And that song dominated 57% or 30 of the US Afrobeats charts first 53 weeks. So there you have it. Afrobeat, US chart, Billboard, charting Afrobeat in the US. This is the newest genre to make an impact in the US. And it's really making an impact. Shout out to all the artists. Shout out to all the new artists that are coming. I see Nigeria becoming the hub of entertainment shortly. Nigeria will be the place that people go to if they're not already going there. So big up Nigeria. Big up all the artists that are doing their thing in Afrobeats. I'm JR. Remember to like, comment, subscribe. This is World Music Views. Go to worldmusicviews.com for more music news, chart data, chart insight, and like, comment, share. I'm JR. See ya. Booyah.